Okay, my friends. So today we've got a super scary looking book. It looks like a dark cave, has red eyes in it, and it's in a dark hillside with a dark night.
And it's called?
But it says...
I will not eat you.
Yeah. It says, I will not eat you. But I don't know. When I look at that, it looks to me like it would eat me. I don't know what it is. Shall we find out? Shall we face our fears?
I think it's a bear.
And find out what's inside that cave.
Wait, it's a monster. It's a monster.
Perhaps. Let's find out. Okay, I Will Not Eat You was written by Adam Lerhaupt and Scott Magoon. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name?
Popeye's Louisiana Hot Chicken. Popeye's Louisiana Chicken.
So today's story is brought to you by Mommy and Popeye.
Popeye's Louisiana Chicken.
Yummy. I'll have a biscuit, please. Oh, well, you never know.
I'm a biscuit.
You never know who it's going to be with Mommy. So let's read this story. Here we go.
Well, whatever's in that cage will definitely eat me because I'm Popeye's Louisiana Chicken.
Yeah, it's true. You might. Here we go.
Don't get it to ride you, honey.
Okay. Theodore lived in a cave. It was a quiet cave, and that's the way he liked it. One morning, a bird flew up to the cave. It tweeted and squawked at Theodore.
Tweet, tweet, squawk, squawk, tweet, tweet.
Theodore thought, does it want me to eat it? But Theodore wasn't hungry.
Go away, silly bird, he whispered. I will not eat you.
The bird flew away. Later, a wolf jogged up to the cave and it howled at Theodore. And Theodore thought, perhaps I should eat it. Says the wolf. But Theodore wasn't hungry.
Go away, wolf. Loud wolf,
he grunted.
I will not eat you.
And the wolf jogged away. That afternoon, a tiger ran up to the cave. It growled at Theodore. Theodore thought, should I eat it? But Theodore still wasn't hungry.
Go away, rumbly tiger, he huffed. I will not eat you.
And the tiger ran away. Now he sees us, do you think? Or maybe he's just lonesome. In the next page, when we turn the page, we can just see his eyes in the cave all by themselves. How lonely he must be. That evening, a boy galloped up to the cave. The boy roared at Theodore.
Seriously, thought Theodore. I should eat it.
And Theodore was getting hungry.
Oh no.
Would you like a serving of Little Boy for breakfast?
Well, if I'm Popeye's Louisiana Chicken, I can make myself chicken, right?
Fair enough.
Don't bother me, pesky boy,
he bellowed,
or I will eat you.
The boy did not go away. Ooh, although when the boy, see, okay, in the picture, the boy has a flashlight, which makes a bright shining light. And the bright shining light has filled up the cave where Theodore lives, and we can see an outline of a shadow of an animal, and I suspect that must be Theodore.
Yeah.
What does it look like Theodore is to you?
A dragon.
He does look like a dragon. He roared again, and this upset Theodore. The boy poked. Theodore is indeed a dragon. A red dragon with sharp, pointy fingernails, sharp, pointy teeth, and horns on his head. That's it, Theodore snarled. I will eat you. And Theodore chased the boy until... What has happened?
He has thorns all over his head.
The boy fell down. Before Theodore could gobble him up, something unexpected happened.
Come, page.
The boy laughed. Can we hear the laugh? And then, that made Theodore laugh. And it's hard to eat someone when you're sharing a laugh. That's fair. Theodore still lived in a cave, but now the cave was extra quiet. And it even has, look.
A spider sleeping.
It even has a spider snoozing in it. I wonder why. Because Theodore was outside playing. I can always eat him later, thought Theodore. Who's he playing with?
The boy.
Yeah, he's playing with the boy. It seems to me like maybe he was grumpy and angry and wondering what he was going to eat when he lived in the cave all by himself. Because perhaps, now, hear me out here. Maybe he was lonesome. And sometimes when you're lonesome, you think, well, I guess I'll just wait to eat something. And that's all you can really think about doing. But if you have a friend, if you have someone to play with, then you have something else to do besides just sit around and eat. And when you have someone that you're doing things with and for, it's an even better thing. So now he is giving this boy something to do. And this boy is also giving him something to do. So it's a win-win situation, really. And now I'm so glad that we've read that, because I do not think I would like to be eaten by a dragon. If it's all the same to you.
He'll definitely eat me because I'm
Popeye's Louisiana chicken. Yeah. Good grief. And that is...
The chicken wing.